ready to go?
Yep.
It's recording.
We're going to do things a little out of order tonight. The gentleman who's going to swear newly elected officials is running a little bit late,
just so you guys
but we don't have to wait for that to happen to swear in the fire department folks. So if you would join me in a flag salute, we'll get going. I'll be a little bit out of order. And this is a public meeting of the mayor and the council of the township of Clinton, county of Hunterdon, state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. And we probably should do a roll call.
We can't until...
That's what I'm saying. I'm just making sure of the order. So we're winging this a little bit. So let's do the oath of office to the Annandale Hose Company officers. Would Carla... Unfortunately, because of a quirk in the Faulkner Act and the statutes, the mayor of this particular kind of township can't do the swearing in, so the township clerk or our attorney can do that. Carla has been chosen by acclamation to do the swearing in.
So everybody up front.
This will also give us a little extra time for photos and things.
Where would you like us, Carla?
Busy reading.
Biggest to smallest? Or big to...
By age.
Chief.
Well, Chief. Okay.
Tom's.
And Eric's your brother.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want it? Nobody has a pen.
No.
I've got one.
Here you go. Pass them around.
Where's Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Here.
Here.
Yeah. I didn't get one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Do you guys want to do pictures while we're waiting?
You should get the phone. It's got the thing on the end, too, for your phone.
Eric is here.
With the pendant.
Oh, no
way.
What am I doing?
Hopefully over there.
Why am
I? Is everybody in the council in too?
Yeah.
Can I get survey there? All right. Very nice. Thank you.
Long drive.
Ish.
All right. Well, congratulations to all the newly elected officers, especially the new chief, new deputy chief.
Yeah. And thank you for all that you do for the township, and thank your families from us for letting you do it. I know how difficult it is to get called out. For having grown up in a fire service family, I know what it's like when you get called out at 3 in the morning and come and stink in the smoke. So thank you all very, very much. Your service is much appreciated. And now it's time for the oath of office to elected officials, and we have our assemblyman, Eric Peterson, here to carry that out. Amy and Brian, you're up.
Get over. And I'll have my mother, Lauren Bright.
Hello, how are you?
Happy New Year.
Yes, you're
right. Happy New Year, boy.
Happy New Year. How are you, Jess?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good to see you.
Happy New Year. Good to see you. Happy New Year.
Always.
All right, it's big enough that you read that. Got me glasses. I was told Kevin, oh boy, but he's really blind. I'm getting even blurrier already. All right. Yes, how are you? Hi, nice to see you again. I think we've done this before together. And Happy New Year, everyone. Congratulations to everybody who just got sworn in. Today we're going to do an oath of office. These are very important. At least I think they're important. So you're taking an oath in front of all of you, where Amy and Brian are going to make certain promises to you, mainly that they'll uphold the U.S. Constitution, our state constitution, and they'll follow the laws of the governments that are established here in New Jersey. What a concept, right? And it's very important because the way our Constitution is set up, and I think this is the most important thing, I think it's been lost on a lot of people, is that all the rights that we have are given to the individual from God, and then we give those rights, certain of those rights, to the government through the Constitution. And the other way around, the government, if you think the government has all the rights and gives you to you, then you're nothing but a serf. But this way, you're a free person. So may we never forget that the Constitution is us giving the government rights and that we follow those rights. And today we're going to take an oath of office where we're going to swear that we're going to follow the rules of the Constitution, our state Constitution, and the government's established. So those rules made by us in the legislature, which sometimes are just silly. But there's a process. There's a process to change that. And we've all agreed as citizens to follow that process. So tonight, I'm going to swear in two people who are going to promise to uphold all that as their oath of office, not just to me, but to all of us, to everybody in this township. So that's the significance of what we're doing tonight. And I'm honored to be giving this oath to you. And I know that you will follow what you're promised to do here today. So you ready? Hand on the Bible. Good? Okay. I, Amy Switlick.
I,
I, Denise Cooper.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
I'll bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
Faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of.
All the duties of.
Councilwoman.
Councilwoman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Eric.
Where you would sign
yep,
it.
Yep, yep. And then have Amy sign it. Brian.
Drop it.
2020, huh? Yep.
No?
Yes,
you were at the Christmas. Yeah. Were you at the Christmas? Yes. Yeah, okay. All right, great. Ready? I, Brian Mollet.
I, Brian Mollet.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of.
All the duties of.
Councilman.
Councilman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Assemblyman Peterson. That was a good civics lesson.
Okay. Oh, no. Roll call.
Yes.
You're ready.
We are.
Councilman Strauss.
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski is absent. Councilwoman Switlick.
Here.
Councilman Malay.
Here.
And Mayor Higgins.
Here. So the next order of business would be the nomination for council president, and it would be my privilege and honor to nominate Brian Mollet for council president. Any other? Oh, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Oh, I should have had my aye as well. So.
Is he going to do that again?
Eric, do you want to do it again, or do you want Carla to do it?
No, that's okay.
What are we up to now?
Carla, we're going to you. Happy president.
All right. Did you guys really all vote for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the agenda.
We're smarter than we look.
What duties come along with that that nobody wants?
Exactly.
All right, here we go. I, Brian Mollet.
I, Brian Mollet.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
To the governments established.
To the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of.
All the duties of.
Council President.
Council President.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now we've got a bunch of resolutions and you know, fairly routine resolutions and actions.
I know, yeah. They all leave.
You don't know one of my second
actions. Thank you.
You don't want all those people on the elevator.
Appreciate you coming out there. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Eric. He's like the third time.
Thanks for those proclamations, too.
Thank you for those proclamations.
Oh, did he get them together for you?
Yeah, my daughter picked them up. And
they started on opposite.
Yellow.
It's like looking at
he asked me what
he sent us to
me. She like,
Thank you, sir.
And he is none of those guys, right? So.
Nope.
When are you doing?
February 8th.
Shoot me an email.
Okay.
If I can swing by, I'd like to.
Okay.
Don't mind.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Are we ready to resume?
Yeah.
Okay. The first item of business is Resolution 01-20, appointing professionals. These officials are appointed by mayor with advice and consent of council. So without reading a very long list, are there any comments or concerns on the part of council?
I am satisfied, and it's good to see that we've got not to exceed amounts all up front on these this year.
That's correct.
That's an improvement over where we've been in the last couple of decades. So I'll make a motion.
Second.
And do we need a roll call?
Yeah. Councilman Strauss?
Yeah.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President?
Yes.
President Malloy? Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. These are appointments of the mayor, so they don't require a vote, of course, so I'll just read them off. Finance Committee, basically the same as last year, Brian Malloy and Tom Kochanowski. Excuse me, the Finance Committee has the same as last year. The Personnel Committee is myself, Brian, and Jesse Landon. Board of Adjustment, David Pfeffer is re-upping on seat 2 four-year term. Dave Roberts in seat 3 for the same four-year term. Dan McTiernan, alternate 1 for a two-year term. These are all reappointees. The Environmental Commission, Jeff Vardy, seat 6 for a three-year term, and that is a re-up. We have a new member, an environmental professional by the name of Sandra Millward, in seat 7 also for a three-year term. Historic Preservation, Steve Bailey continues in seat 1 for a four-year term. Ted Bozzi, alternate 1 for a two-year term. Planning Board, Rich Scheich, seat 2, class 2 for a one-year term. Rich happens to be on the Historic Commission as well, so that qualifies him for a class 2 seat. Kevin Semay, a distinguished gray-haired fellow in the back, continues, thank goodness, in seat 5, class 4. Kevin is also the chair of the Planning Board. Bill Glazer, who is, there he is. A little bit further up from Kevin, and Bill is kind enough to stay on, alternate 2 for a one-year term. The following appointments were approved by the Township Council. I'll read them out quickly, and I think we can vote on them all at once. excuse me, Planning Board, Class 3, Tom Kochanowski for a one-year term. Tom is in Ireland, and who knows, maybe that's why he ended up with this. the Open Space Advisory Committee, Rich Shaw, citizen seat 1 for a two-year term. Les Giese for a citizen seat 2 for a two-year term. Pat Buryak is citizen seat 6. She's also the EC rep on the Open Space Committee. And Paul Maywalt, alternate 1 for a two-year term. On the Rec Advisory Committee, we've got some new folks. John Kilduff, a veteran, seat 1 for a three-year term. Carol Vallee, also a long-term person on the board in seat 2 for partial of a three-year term. Andy Hardiman, a new person, seat 3 for a partial of a three-year term. Roger Strait, an old veteran, for seat 5 for a three-year term. Debbie Murawski, alternate 1 for a partial term. She's new to the board and has kids in the program. Nicole Smith, the same, and she's alternate 2 for a three-year term. Any comments or concerns with any of those?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'll make the motion.
Yeah, you don't need, yeah, we do. Done this one, yeah. I'll second.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. Now we're up to personnel appointments, and I'll read, let's see, I can read probably personnel and board commission liaisons together. Zoning Officer Denise Filardo, Deputy Zoning Officer Tom Sylvia. We're splitting that job into new permits with Denise in her area, and enforcement stays with Tom. Health Benefits Coordinator Debbie Domingiani, Recycling Coordinator Jay Mixell, our DPW Supervisor, Public Agency Compliance, our CFO Lori Majeski, and our Public Defender continues as Scott Mitzner. And Board and Commission Liaisons, Board of Education for Clinton Township is Mark Strauss. North Hutterton and Voorhees is Amy Switlick. Environmental Commission, Mark Strauss. Historic Preservation Commission, Brian Millay. Open Space Advisory, Amy Switlick. Recreation Committee, Brian Millay. Sewer Authority is also Brian Millay. Any questions or concerns with any of those? I'll make the motion then.
Oh. Second.
Hold on. Mayor. Okay.
Okay. So.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. And now we're up to the consent agenda. In an effort to not take a very long time for routine things, I'll just read these quickly by title, and we'll vote on them all at once. Resolution 2-20, the meeting schedule, council meeting schedule for 2020. 3-20, setting the reorganization meeting for 2021, same date as tonight. Fees for meeting notices and designating the official newspapers. 4-20 is authorizing the CFO to make investments. 5-20, setting the delinquent tax rate and canceling taxes less than $10. Resolution 6-20, designating official depositories. Resolution 7-20, payment of health benefits and authorizing the paymaster to pay employees. Thank goodness for that. Resolution 8-20, authorizing signatures on township checks. Resolution 9-20, authorizing change funds, giving that to the township clerk, the tax collector, construction department, municipal court, and recreation departments. Resolution 10-20, petty cash finance and police department. Resolution 11-20, the tax collector to hold a tax sale. Resolution 12-20, the township authorizing the township tax council to file tax appeals. Resolution 13-20, authorizing the tax assessor to file corrective appeals. Resolution 14-20, authorizing the return of premium refund for block 90, lot 2.02. Resolution 15-20, appointing the public agency compliance officer. It's a lengthy list, but are there any questions or concerns relative to any of these actions?
No.
Okay. And there's money down in there somewhere, so I guess we need a roll call.
Yeah, so I'll make a motion.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And now we're up to resolutions. I'll read them off by title again, and unless there's discussion or concerns, I think we can vote on these as well in a block.
No.
No?
No, individual.
Can't do that? We got to do individual.
Can we?
Yeah, you can move them as a block as long as there's no objection. They're fairly routine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're almost like the consent agenda,
almost,
to tell you the truth.
If there's any that the council's concerned about, hold them out separately.
Absolutely. So, Resolution 1620, appointing the municipal prosecutor. 1720 is the alternate prosecutor. Both are holdovers, doing a good job for us. Resolution 1820 is adopting the temporary budget. We do that every year. Resolution 1920, appointing the commissioner for the JIF, the Joint Insurance Fund. Resolution 2020, appointment of members to Township Local Emergency Management Council. This is part of the OEM function of the township, and that membership, except for changes on the part of the fire department, is unchanged. Resolution 21-20, authorizing the award of a contract for animal control services to Animal Control Solutions, LLC. No change on that. Resolution 22-20, confirming the appointment of Carla Connor as Registrar of Vital Statistics for the Township of Clinton, as last year. And finally, Resolution 23-20, authorizing the purchase of uniforms and various items for the police department under state contract, number 17-fleet-00754. Any concerns or comments on any of those resolutions?
I have none.
No.
In that case, could we have a roll call?
I'll make a motion to vote on the set of resolutions in the block.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And we're up to our, we usually have two public comment periods. We're up to our single comment period tonight. Are there any members of the public that would care to comment? You know, that
you?
These ex-mayors are an unruly lot.
Are you talking
yet.
To me?
Are you talking to me?
You want to say anything?
The door is closed. All right. All right. Well, seeing and hearing no comments from the public, we'll close the public comment period. And the next item is traditionally done by the individual on the far left side of the room.
Favorite part, motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
I'll second.
Oops, excuse me. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposing or abstaining? Thank
Ooh.
You.
Why didn't we just do those in percentage? It's mine.
Look at that.
I think most of them. I think this one, circle. I think just the
concept
board
and the only thing is I got to bring in suits that work now.
Okay.
What happened? I said, why we should just put them all in consent?
I would say all the two of them.